February 20, Abiding in Him. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. John chapter 15, verse 4. We need to pray for the impartation of the divine Spirit as the remedy for sin-sick souls. The surface truths of Revelation, made plain and easy to be understood, are accepted by many as supplying all that is essential. But the Holy Spirit working upon the mind awakens an earnest desire for truth, uncorrupted by error. He who is really desirous to know what is truth cannot remain in ignorance, for precious truth rewards the diligent seeker. We need to feel the converting power of God's grace. And I urge all who have closed their heart against God's Spirit to unlock the door and plead earnestly, "Abide with me." Why should we not prostrate ourselves at the throne of divine grace, praying that God's Spirit may be poured out upon us as it was upon the disciples? Its presence will soften our hard hearts and will fill us with joy and rejoicing, transforming us into channels of blessing. The Lord would have every one of His children rich in faith. This faith is the fruit of the working of the Holy Spirit upon the mind. It dwells with each soul who will receive it, speaking to the impenitent in words of warning and pointing them to Jesus, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. It causes light to shine into the minds of those who are seeking to cooperate with God, giving them efficiency and wisdom to do His work. The Holy Spirit never leaves unassisted a soul who is looking to Jesus. It takes of the things of Christ and shows them to the seeker. And if the eye is kept fixed upon Jesus, the work of the Spirit ceases not until the soul is conformed to His image. Through the gracious influence of the Spirit, the sinner is changed in spirit and purpose, till he becomes one with Christ. His affection for God increases. He hungers and thirsts for righteousness. And by beholding Christ, he is changed from glory to glory, from character to character, and becomes more and more like his Master. Signs of the Times, September 27, 1899.